we're holding here in the different dags, the different milas, and he explained the three dagas in the 15 of different, each one being a different mila, each group of three groups. Now he's going to go back into each group itself and also show how it's hadraga. Because he's talking about milas, he's obviously going to have to explain each one. On Kuf Mem Gimel, V'tavinoid, ki chamesh milas harishonis be'atzmam, yadua shekolachas yoyse mirakodemis. So that we saw last time, where each one was striking more at a different level of Yisrael, of Mitzrayim, and Tul Kani Yisrael Mamash Lehem. That's the first, the pirut of the first five dagas. Next paragraph. V'chamesh milas hem tzayim, kulam gamke mash Yisrael konim min ha-mayla, shemis alim ala teva. It also went behadraga to go upwards in teva. V'chol achas yisenifle meshayna, ki, kriyas hayam hu mayla Yisrael, mashlaya b'chol makas Mitzrayim. The first thing is kriyas yamsuf was of a completely different nature. Let's explain this outside a minute also. When we speak about Nisim and the greatness of the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say one Nis is greater than the other, in a bus of a dom, it makes sense that it's hard for me to lift 100-pound weight, it's harder 200-pound weight, it's much, much harder 500-pound weight, so one is a bigger feat than the other. That's a certain seichel in terms of harder or less hard. If we define a Kadosh Baruch Hu as completely not shayach to Gashmis, so what's shayach to make different madregas of Nisim? All Nisim are alike. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. So the teretz is, it depends which elements of the teva and what oifin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu striking out at the different elements of the teva. So you're going to explain something here. But in all the makis that we had until now, they were makis. Like Moshani from Mitzrayim, she a makis b'dvarim protim imitzias ha'olam. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tampering with protim is not such a darga of gilui as HaKadosh Baruch Hu tampering with a yesod. In other words, if I cause this water to burn, if I put a match to a cup of water and I cause it to burn, it's a very big nace. But it's a nace in a prat. This glass of water was turned into fuel. If I take if all water changes and water is flammable from now on, so I have it's a whole different darga of nace. It's a nace in the very yesod of mayim that yesod of mayim changed. So he says all the nisim are protim. Avayam shu yesod mayim ein ze proti. V'nechrav hayam. Avagav shika yor bedam betzfardim v'aretz bikinim. Hefesh gadol yesh. Even though there was dam in the yor and there was tzfardim and kinim. The kinim happened to come out from the river, but tachlis they were shulah in the arutz. In other words, it's not the pshat that the earth turned into kinim. Kinim came from the earth, but it's not a change in the yisod of arutz. It just was very bad for the ground that it was full of kinim. But it's not something that changed intrinsically in the ground. A river is different than a yam. We have to understand the way we understand these things. Yam is the body of water, which is the world. That's water. Every particular river is a specific prat in the world of mayim. But the world of mayim finds itself as the yam. Lekach bikua hamayim u'inyan yoyse nifla. Splitting the water in a kolistic way is a much bigger chiddush. Shehoyse amaka bedoveshu ikoylam. You're talking about something that struck at the heart of something that is a very, very, it's something that goes into the very heart of the yisod of nature. Nature has a yisod of Mayim of Ofer, Mayim, and what was affected, what the, so Lamash, when it says that all the Mamos Sheba Olam Nikru, that the Nifku, that all the waters became, so it's not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a thousand Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the very Teva of Mayim, and B'meila it was considered to be something which is which strikes at the very Yisoid of Teva. In Mitzrayim it says etzbelukim, like we learned before in the paragraph before. It's only one etzba because it's a prat. On the yam, there was something that happened with the Yad Hashem. So the chiddush of Kriyas Yamsuf is the beginning of Klal Yisrael rising above nature. Other nisim, the Makas and Mitzrayim, were divine siyua for specific needs. The Kriyas Yamsuf is that the water changed its nature in for Klal Yisrael. V'chein kol advarim anim shochem achazeh hoira al maila zois. Everything that happened further is the raya that Klal Yisrael is above the metzius of Gashmis. In other words, when a person goes to a place, when I say that this is a former ocean, let's say I go to a place and I say, you know, you have to be careful how you build here because this used to be swamplands, and it has a tendency to flood. It doesn't hold up buildings well, and so on. So there, the pshat is the swamp itself is gone, but there's still a roishim left over, and I say the metzias is still swamplands, even though there happens not to be a swamp now. Masha ein kein, if it's dry land, so there was a change in the metzias. Had the yam not become cherova, then it would have been former yam, but it still has some of that. The fact that it'll be a little wet is the pshat. It's like a riverbed that dries out. So even if it dries out, you know that with the next rain, this is going to become the riverbed because this is the muck where water is likely to go. I can still find some shirayim of it. The fact that this became completely charava is a big shinui. The drowning in the midst is another mila. In other words, had Klal Yisrael just crossed the Yam, then it would have been the Teva has changed in one direction. That's what it would have been. The fact that it in the same place that Lechatchila sunk, that Lechatchila made room for Klal Yisrael, sunk the Mitzrim, has in itself a much deeper connection. And let's talk about this a little bit. Let's say I have bad people. And these bad people do things that are mean, that they're mean to people, they're cruel to people, whatever it is. And I work with them, and I change their nature, and they become kind people. So the pshat is, I change the teva. It's very difficult. I manage to change it. Fine. Let's say I take a policeman, and I see that when it comes to running after a criminal, he's very tough and mean and nasty. And when he goes to help somebody who is in trouble, he's very kind and giving and sacrificing. So I say to myself, therefore, a policeman is neither mean nor kind. he is dedicated to doing what's needed, what's appropriate, what's right, whatever language you'll use. In other words, Chazal used this idea of anything that is dover v'hipucho is a raya that its mitzias is beyond it. There's a famous medrash, we've spoken about it sometimes. It says, "Miyitein tomei mitohar, tohar mitomei loy echad." That if you find that something tomei can emanate from something tohar, it must be Akadosh Baruch Hu, who's echad. And it goes through a whole list. Avram came from Terach, Paradumer is mitamas atayim mitaras atmeim, a whole list of things that there are paradoxes, and the Bal Korach is from echad. In other words, if a policeman can be very tough and very kind, then he's neither tough nor kind, but he's out to do what's needed to help people. When I find Teva by its definition is a fixed entity. That's what a Teva is. Stones fall. That's what Teva is. If I'm a Shana the Teva, so stones instead of falling, they rise up. That would be a shinui of teva, but it's teva still there. Let's say stones will now either rise or fall, depending on if you need them as an elevator or you need them to kill somebody. So then the pshat is there is no teva in the stones bichlal. Its teva is its metzias is to do what's right. If the yam has its teva. And the first dag is that bring all sorts of makas on the yam. So fine, that's the first dag of all the makas. It doesn't change the tev of the yam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu splits the yam, and he changes the teva of the yam, so that's a bigger feat than everything that was done before, because he changed the teva of the yam. When a person, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu neither changes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the yam sink the Mitzrim and allow the Yisrael to go through completely dry, then there's a hafkah of the entire Mitzias of Teva within the Yam. The Yam is no longer a Teva. The Yam is Ratzon Hashem. I guess let's go off a drop on this because it's a yisod that people sometimes don't get right. Everyone knows it says by Avraham Avinu Vati Dati Kirei LeKimato that V'loy Chasach Tzmir Chit Remeni that Avraham was a Midas HaChesed and we needed to test him by going to the other extreme and seeing if he's going to do something that's going to be difficult and so on. The understanding is. So people then take it to mean that a person should not have any emotions, that a person should do things and I should do it as dispassionately as I'm a shliach. And as if I'm a mailman, I don't care if what I'm carrying is a letter proposing marriage to somebody, a get divorcing somebody, an announcement of a lottery ticket that somebody won, or foreclosing somebody's house. I'm a mailman. I drop it in. It makes no difference. So people say, well, since you're supposed to be independent of the middos, that's what it looks like. I don't think anyone really feels that an Eved Hashem should be a zombie, should be like, unemotional, dispassionate, in the sense that he's completely disconnected. Then basically our emotions are like appendixes. They could just take him out and that's it. Or maybe an arla, you can just cut it off. It's stairs. What does it mean? The answer is you're supposed to adirabba. You're supposed to middos are, like it says by Big Dekuna, it's mido bad. You're supposed to wear the mida. Hashem Moloch geus lovish. When a person is supposed to act with chesed towards somebody or with rachmim, he's supposed to put on the garments of kindness and passion and express it through himself. He's supposed to feel the other person's tsar. He's supposed to help the other person, is supposed to project that sense of tzar. A person has to know, though, there's another suit in the closet of din, when a person has to be tough with someone, he has to discipline whatever is needed, he has to withstand something, then there is a suit of a shiryon of toughness that he wears then. But the pshat is, it's not that you don't have a midah. It's that the midos themselves are capable of being worn differently, and so on. There's a beautiful chazal, an extraordinary beautiful chazal. We all learned it in Chumash. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. He was happy, and he knew he would bring a marble. And they asked him why, and he said, Moshele Melech that had a son, and someone asked him, why are you so happy? He's going to die someday, and it's going to be sad. So the Melech says, when it's a time for happiness, you should be happy. When it's time for tzar, you should be tzar. The fact that a person is supposed to be above his tivim and nature doesn't mean he's supposed to castrate his tev and his nature. It means he's supposed to make a determination which meter to put on, which meter to take off. There's a time to be friendly, there's a time to be withdrawn. There's a time to focus inwards, there's a time to focus outwards. There's a time to be strong and stand strong, there's a time to be flexible. But those are middos. If a person doesn't live it and feel it, it makes it a lot more difficult. A person who's very stoic and he's a stone, I remember, for some reason, Yerushalayimers are stereotyped as being dispassionate. And when I remember when I became a chassan, I was walking with a friend of mine up the steps, and the Yerushalayim walked by and said, chassan, mazal tov, mazal tov. So my friend whispers, he could have been Menachem Avelim with the same tone of voice, would have been just as appropriate. There's no, you know, there's absolutely no touch of any different emotion. He was doing a maisa. That's not those middles. So, on the one hand, Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu works through Teva. So the Yam has itself a koach to be, to drown, and it had a koach to be Charova. It's supposed to take on that Mida as is appropriate. But that's the pshat in that Mahalach of a person projecting. It's a bigger, at the end of the day, it's no longer the teva itself. The teva becomes to do the Ratzon Hashem. So just like a very good teacher, a less good teacher has a personality and it gets slept along. Somebody who's naturally nice and easygoing, that's the personality that he carries with him to school. So he succeeds in that chelik, but he doesn't succeed where you need to be tough, and vice versa. But if a person is a perfect teacher, so it's not the pshat he comes across like a robot, but rather he comes across as is needed. Zikna liyom din, or bachus biyom krav. In the good moments, I display real chiba, and I reach out to you through chiba and kirva. On other moments, I reach out to you through din and einish, or whatever it is. I reach out to you, but I wear different begadim, and the midos are those begadim. So he said that was the shikat zoreah. V'charkach helo yisa maila cheres v'sipik zochem b'midbar v'rishana. Kloima. Mokam midbar shu bilti tivri liyos la'odam sham tzrochav. It's a place where there does not exist b'chol teva to supply a person's tzrochim. V'kodesh baruch hu sipik zochem b'midbar v'rishana shana. Shatira bezek Yisrael noig in yaneim shalei al pi ateva, acha shesipek tzachem arboim shana, kol kach zman rav, shatira bezek kanagosan legamri einativis. So, v'achar kach echilam zamon shumozna einativa legamri. Let's talk a little bit about this. Yontif of Pesach is the yontif of achila. Not achila gasa, but achila. The five meals, non-gebracht, shmuramatz, all the way. It's the yontiv of achila. it's only talking about it as a mitzvah achila per se, everybody in Klal Yisrael and so on. Achila has a very significant nekuda to it. It says that there are three maftechas given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Tchias HaMesim, one is Chaya, and one is Gishomim and or Parnasa, depending on the Ikedam and the Gemara. Parnasa and or Geshem, which is another form of Parnasa, is the ongoing chiyus of a person. A person, a stone statuette, is a stone statuette because it's made into a stone statuette. That's what it is. That's his metzias. A plant was planted, but it needs a reason why it's ongoingly alive. It needs an intake of water, of air, nutrients, and so on. A person's chiyus is later. That's the one. The reason why he is living is because of parnasa. Mizonis, parnasa, you know, whatever you want to call it. That's it. So anything that has to do with food, just like Ramban says that the machol sasuris are because a person is what he eats, in a deeper sense, you are what you eat. Kilel alechem levad yechi adam is a chiddush. In other words, a person lives on lechem. Kiloy alalechem levado yichya ha'adam. You know, there are other things also. But each and every single chelek is something which gives the person chiyus. That is his metzias of chiyus. If a person can get a chiyus in a place that has no chiyus, that means his entire metzias is yonek from something which is not above teva. When our parnasa is not kavua, and that's why Shevet Levi, we spoke about this. It says Shevet Levi doesn't get a chelek in Yisrael, and Akadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin him davar tzorech lo and Hashem unachloso and so on. It's not just a pshat and nisoyim. So you have to over a lot of nisonos in order to be over Hashem. That's not it. It's not the only thing. It's not the pshat that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, if you're not going to work, you're always going to have trouble with parnasa, so, you know, we'll have to do some nisim for you. Those are all maybe true, but that's not the point of it, really. The point is, the metzias of Shevet Levi is a different metzias. And Shevet Levi can't be yonek its chiyus from the ground, from nachla. It's yonek it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a person is what Chiyus is yonik. That's what the person is. And b'meila, if Shevet Levi were to be yonik, their chiyus from the farm and the little business and the factory, they would be that. They could not rise above it. So the yonik, the chiyus from something above it. Klal Yisrael getting its tzrachim in the midbar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a hagadara in Klal Yisrael's metzias. Klal Yisrael has a metzias where no one else has a metzias, so it's shoresh. It's not from the ground. It's not from teva. Akadosh Baruch Hu created teva for them. V'achakach hechilo v'saman shumazn eino tivi legamri ukemat shehu eino gash miklal shenivla beverem v'yumuvdal umufash v'zichom legamri. In other words, the reason why the man, it says the man people didn't have to go to the bathroom. Why? So what's the, I mean, Akash Baruch Hu just made a nes. The teretz is every type of food, the digestive system works like this. The digestive system has a tzura that it takes from the food, its nutrients that it can take, the things that it wants, and the other stuff gets tossed out. In other words, it gets removed because that's like the chayma, klap of the body. The important thing is this atom, this molecule, this protein, that protein, and everything else goes out. The man came from a makom that there was no chaymer. It's the chiyus that the person needs. B'meila, there's no makom to be doing anything else. That's the pshat in it. So that's what he says over here. The chiyus of Klai Yisrael was from a makom as bechlal mufka, from anything that was chaymer, and that's the second daraga where Klai Yisrael rose above the Olamat Teva, and this was their metzius. Okay. you want to share?
Is it going to be tomorrow?
Should if I'd like to finish up. We'll see. I don't know if anyone's here.
This is
yeah, okay. You're not going to be here. So.
Hashem turned the yam into the rock of Rotsan Hashem. Yeah? But being a secret to Hayim, giving them food, a muckle where there is a food showed that this life of the world were surviving based on the world. Their existence was like somewhat one with the world.
So what is the connection between those two things?
That is exactly why.
That what is the nature is determined by Hashem.
Yeah.
Follow whatever Hashem wanted. The other one is that Snapchat, Kleistro, same kind of thing, sort of one to the other, it's just that it's a moment of time, and it's his. Everything is a moment of time.
Yeah, like, why that itself is higher? Yeah, meaning it was the reason why it took a Maila is because it was less of an issue in nature. Meaning Yam, the Yam Suf was still Hashem showing that a part of nature is subservient to Ratzon Hashem. When they were in the Midbar for Arba'im Shana, and Klal Yisrael was still alive, there was nothing of nature that was being involved in the race. There was something beyond nature that was happening. Meaning, naturally, nothing should happen. They should have died. They should have just, that was it. They were in the Midbar for 4 years. So, there wasn't nothing physical was acted upon. But they were able to forgo a massive where physically they should have been dead, and they survived. That's the
right.
It was less,
like,
it was less physical. Less
like, but the answer was a thing. But the answer was a sign through that you saw that there was a shadow. But wasn't nature being prepared by Hashem?
You mean it wasn't taking Teva to make something better of it? It was just bringing something totally minor to Teva. Right, he'll probably be more here. I'll be here. I'm okay.
This is his spiritual balance.
Yeah.
Because the soul has the right
feeling.
It doesn't mean that he will,
but
it just means he has the right.
I don't know exactly how it works, because there were three people who were, I don't know exactly what part of the virus. What about three people? Son of the what? Yeah, I'm healing him.
He's just like, just with the editor and the publisher.
Yeah. It's like they looked it over to see if he made a mistake and he put that A in it. fine.
I was making a tea bag, and then I figured I don't want to tea bag. I don't want to do a cup of tea, but...
Thank you. I see. What is a fruit gavar?
No. So, if you don't want it, I'll have it, but...
Do you want it?
No. I mean, I really didn't want it. That's why I didn't want to waste the tea bag.
Okay. I'll take it. So we're holding the Shulchan Aruch now. We didn't start, correct? This is no. See, ideally, because you're going to be around next week somewhat. So ideally, I think it would be really great to finish till Kofay's Gimel and Dalet. Kofay is huge, so it's definitely a shot to finish Kofay before. But let's see. If we can, that would be great. Matt.
My sale's gonna be nuts.
Yeah.
It's gonna basically move me. That's so crazy. It's gonna be surrounded by
Okay. Obviously, the studio here.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll try to do a little bit. No. I mean, in general, I like to get into the reading, but so maybe I'll do a little bit. I'll do like base and give one. And I'll do the baby dollar. It's a biggie. Yeah, meaning Shlemas has nothing to do with it. Has nothing to do with it. Chashivas is like a double hashem. Okay.
I feel the suffix in all the Bianca. In the Sarah Bachir, the suffix is the last.
Which by very, it's a suffix, whether it's a barrier or a table is cabin. Yeah.
In
the Sarah Bachir,
the
So here, right, because this is what they said at the Ramah, at the, in Vav, in Kabbalah Vav, said there, does by Beria and Chadir, it doesn't make a difference, Min Bimino or Min Mishayim. Yeah, so that's what they say, he's coming Lafuke by over here. It's here, Shein Amino, it is Vav. Yeah, so if an egg that was born on Yantav got mixed with some other things, it got mixed into your meat stew, it's Vav. Okay, then you made a cake with it.
And that's going to shine a minute.
Yeah.
All I was going to say, you had a whole mixture of eggs, and then you don't know which one was the one
like you
that...
you made omelets for a hotel, and one of them was a base of shoulder beyond them, so that was awesome. But you use that egg to make even tons of...
I don't know how common it is that each hotel, pizza hotel, has chickens in the bag laying eggs. You know.
Back in the day, that's what they did, right? Fancy hotels had a lot of chickens in the back. That was
Okay. So now it's from
That's a huge amount of alcohol. Wow.
Smug, smug. Hetzer, smug, toskadas.
You think he has anybody backing him up?
Hello, kibach, smug. Agoda, Mordechai, Ravia, Tolachaim, Agur, Hetzer, Hagar. Mihu, in Rivnu Ba Machal, Anashnu Bagdere, Lataka Nagdere, Gonshamalua, Batanagolis, Eina Batela. So let's say it was Nisar B'Shein Amino, but its purpose was to make the Michael strong. For example, a cake Without it, without an egg, the cake would have fallen apart.
Yeah. Libno. Well, also, that's interesting. Libno by Michael. But back then, what they used to do for to make their coffee with cream is important. Egg white. That's what they used to do. I don't know. But that's what they, that's what they used to do. So that. So even if technically it was bottle.
Oh, so many Libno is a lotion of Lavan of white?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they did in other foods. I just remember hearing the coffee thing. You in Libno by Michael. On Nosto, because then you wanted to change the color based on the egg.
Stuffing.
Egg stuffing.
Well,
used to be very popular back then. We had the paipalicha, we had that all over the place.
I don't remember.
Okay, forget what the Bach says. See, but once we're out of the Shach, we already don't know what the Bach says.
It's the Bach is quoted?
Huh? No. I mean, we said it's the Loke Bach.
Who said this?
The note. Like I said, the Loke Bach was smacked.
Hey, Shem, Gamash Hashemach HaMatir and B'Savik B'Tzat Shrev Jinisar V'Alav Milsi. Dav Shish HaMatir and Shani. Ken Dish Hetel Yisuro.
Yeah, because the Bach said that he relied on those who are matir. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch says even a suffik is also. Yeah, so the Bach said that no, he was so much on the matir. Yeah, when it's a suffik beitza, whether beitza's treifah and it's arva, he says la milsa, that's not true. Don't show the matir and shiny. It is. It's also because it's going to become matir for matir, even though it's a suffik. So we're very mach. I don't know what it means that the smag and the smag are really close to each other, but.
Okay, basically.
Yamash comes with the base to our rubles. Yes, the half a dollar is just material.
Even in a double mixture. Meaning if your egg that's a suffix, whether it was boiling on it, got mixed into one mixture, also asr's 1,000, and then one egg out of those fell into another one, they'll ask for another mixture, 1,000. It's all on the suffix. Just want to write that down. That's a chiddush in halacha. Then. At least we haven't seen yet that even if it makes it the second mixture, it'll ask for.
Okay.
Now, Gimel. Him ni sarav shein amina. Nira the hachas din abasa shma, labasa taima.
Uh-oh.
Not like you said before.
Well, like the Ramah, it is like the Ramah said before.
Yeah.
Like the Ramah said, yeah, but so here we go, Basar Shema, not.
As far as Shema, because we're not talking, we don't care about Tam over here.
Well, it's interesting. Why not?
Mini what? If you have an egg. Oh, it tastes like an egg. I'm sure you can't get an egg. Let's say we have a piece of meat. Right? There's an old
Aviantus.
Okay?
Yeah. A calf was born on the Aviantus.
And you want a shechter, I guess.
And you shechter it, you made it into a steak, and you don't know which piece is the steak from that one.
Huh? Yeah,
the other Shabbos. Yeah. 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 Raw meat on Shabbos is mukta.
Huh?
Raw meat on Shabbos is mukta.
Really?
Unless you're meyached it before Shabbos or something. Or you eat raw meat.
Not me. So anyways, so let's say if you have a piece of raw meat, right? So my answer, then it gets mixed into I don't know. Grease.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not.
So even though it might give Tom, that's not a problem. That's what he's saying. You see me?
No.
I don't know, but the shishim is the tam number. It's funny why he says this. We have to see exactly what he's the continue saying.
Yeah, the word is that even if it's the same shema, even if it's the same shema with different tam, no, even if it's the same tam but different shame, then it's about the lindy of a kula. Right?
Same tam,
same
tam, yeah.
But different shame, that's what he said, meaning shame, you know. So near the Akha's name was a Shema, but it was the longest time. The Im Halu Shavu Shema, I forgot the love of Shavu Taima, I have a min divino. The love of the Imenu Shavu Shema, I forgot the Shavu Taima, I have a Shavu Mino Bata. Why? That kind of Karama carried back to the rest of the province. It was a Shema's name, the love of the Taima. So how do you master the head? You must cut the with very good than Asher. Barrels of what is called the sharp ice skin. The Lidan, the camel and Kalei Surin, Bein Rumina, Bein Shalom, and Bishishim. So if one would add a cover of Rabba, the wind of Mino, then it was a Shema, and then it was a Yes, the Tebe.
That must be what Rabba said. Okay.
The tail of the Labatil handed in Shum to have a Darashish Labatirin. He's a very exact of the Darin.
It's like a whole lot, long limit. Like, since we hold that he's a Shishim and Rova said a special din, that here we go Basar Shema, must be he's only going by Tevel, and Gainasach. Therefore, and Tevel is Darashish Matirin, so we see that Darashish Matirin is going to Basar Shema.
So this is very exact of the Darin, but I'm a very good Zvah.
This is weird. So we go Basar Shema, not Tam. So if it has the same name, even with that same Tam. Like what? I'm never good with these examples.
What?
What are two things that have the same name but different flavor? Chicken and turkey. Both birds, but they have different flavor? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Thank you.